Africa. Lands, 57. Population, 878,158. Publishers, 1,171,674. Bible studies, 2,382,709. Benin. Claude and his wife Marie Claire have been enthusiastic missionaries for 27 years. In February, Marie Claire slipped and fractured her foot. 2 weeks later, while working in the missionary home, Claude fell and broke his foot. Both had casts, Marie Claire on her right foot and Claude on his left. Claude wryly remarked, "We always like to do things together." Claude's cast permitted some mobility, but Marie Claire was confined to the home for weeks. Though she arranged to conduct 4 of her 12 Bible studies at the missionary home, she missed other aspects of the ministry. So she decided to sit in front of the missionary home at a table full of publications and speak to passersby. In March, she spent 83 hours at her table. Did Jehovah bless her initiative? That month, she placed 14 books, 452 brochures, 290 magazines, and more than 500 tracts. Ethiopia. Arriga, who lives in an isolated village, decided to wallpaper his home. Though in his country some people use newspapers for that, he wanted something in color. At the market, he saw a man offering the brochure, "Enjoy Life on Earth Forever." Arriga obtained a copy and, without reading it, took it apart and pasted it to the walls of his house. 2 years later, he noticed on the wallpaper the statement, "Jesus was God's Son." This was different from the mysterious Trinity he had been taught. His interest aroused, Arriga walked for 9 hours to the nearest town to find the people who say that God has a son. His first attempt was unsuccessful, and he returned home disappointed. Later, he tried again, but this time people directed him to the house of the brother from whom he had obtained the brochure. Arriga's resolve was tested further, as he had to wait for hours before the brother came home. A discussion led to a Bible study. In the months that followed, Arriga made more trips to town to take in knowledge of God. When he talked with others in his village about what he had learned, much opposition arose and many people shunned him. But he did not give up, and others became interested. When the number of interested ones reached 13, 2 special pioneers were assigned to the area. Soon, they were conducting over 40 Bible studies, and about the same number of people were attending meetings. 8 local publishers are now active in the area. For our new brother Arriga, the pictures on his wall have become more than just colorful decoration. Ghana. With the rapid spread of cell phones throughout Africa, it is said that a communications revolution is underway. As an incentive to subscribers, many companies provide free call time at certain hours of the night. A sister named Grace made use of this provision. She found it difficult to study with Monica, her Bible student, because Monica was always busy with other matters. Grace did all she could to continue the study, even arranging to go to Monica's house at 5 a.m. But Monica's schedule changed, and even this time was not practical. Then Grace thought of making use of the free night call arrangement. Monica agreed, and they arranged to study over the phone at 4 a.m. They were disappointed to find that so many were already using the network at that time that it was almost impossible to get a connection. Thus, they arranged to get up even earlier so they could study at 3 a.m., although this was a challenge for these two working mothers. Grace says, "I prayed to Jehovah and asked him for the strength and the desire to continue in order to sustain the interest of my student. I set my phone alarm and disciplined myself to get up at that time. Even though I was very tired, I did not allow that to discourage me." How happy she was that she had made the effort, as she was present to see Monica baptized at the 2008 Guided by God's Spirit District Convention. Recently, Grace has used the same free night call method to study with a woman who has now begun attending meetings. Mozambique. In August 2008, a jacket fell out of a passing vehicle and landed near the mud hut of a poor widowed sister. The sister picked up the jacket and found that the pockets contained documents, 3 small bags of expensive jewelry, and nearly $1,000 in cash. She insisted that someone in the village use the phone numbers listed in the documents to report the loss. That evening, 4 men in a car arrived at the village. In the presence of village authorities, our sister handed the jacket to the owner, with all its contents intact. The man began to cry, and said that if it had fallen into the hands of anyone other than one of Jehovah's Witnesses, he would have had little chance of recovering his belongings. Our faithful sister, though poor, gave a witness in the community that brought rich praise to the name of her God, Jehovah.